Good afternoon. TV3's 6pm Bulletin has been saved. Stuff has agreed to provide it. The Bulletin will run for an hour, Monday to Friday, and then half an hour at the weekends. Here's Stuff owner Sinead Boucher.
We've got the biggest newsroom in the country now. We've got 19 newsrooms around the country, and we are already a digital-first multimedia company. So we are building off that to produce a modern, new 6pm product for Warner Brothers. So we are definitely not, you know, we're not going into linear television. We're not taking over a television operation. It's definitely not that.
And here's Glenn Kine from Warner Brothers Discovery, which owns TV3.
It was a difficult announcement today because we're not saving all the jobs in the newsroom. We're announcing something that we think is fundamentally positive for the country and positive for both businesses, but it does come with a downside that we still can't save all of the News Hub jobs. And so I think there's mixed feelings.
NZB Editor-at-Large Shane Curry spoke to both of them early and is with us now. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Heather.
What do you reckon the quality of this product is going to be? Is it going to be cheap?
It will certainly be much cheaper in the low millions of dollars, whereas News Hub's been funding a newsroom in the tens of millions for the last, 35 years and making, unfortunately, considerable losses. So, yeah, undoubtedly, Stuff's gone into the project. It will make a small margin, a small profit. But, you know, the quality of technical equipment and gear these days is so much better than what the traditional we've seen traditionally around the newsrooms. And so I do expect that the quality will be good enough, but not nearly as
it's not what we used to, right? So they're going to film some of it on their cell phones. Reporters will do it.
I think that'll be secondary kind of footage. They'll still need professional camera people, technicians, producers to give them a good enough quality product that people at 6 o'clock who are actually sitting down to watch the television, and there's still a few people doing that. They're fast fading, of course. They're fast disappearing to digital channels and streaming. I think this is a kind of 2 to 3 year kind of project, where News Hub / Warner Brothers Discovery takes as much of that advertising revenue that's still left. Stuff gets a small margin as a result of it, and they work towards a longer-term kind of digital
streaming
project.
So do you think that they themselves have then accepted that this is not going to stop the death of the 6pm Bulletin, it's just going to delay it so they can make as much money out of that death as they can?
Absolutely. Yep. No, I think, James Gibbons himself at the Warner Brothers Discovery meeting last month said they had explored all options to try and save News Hub. And of course, we've actually now seen a new option that has come in to at least preserve it.
How does the setup work? Is it Warner Brothers Discovery pay Stuff a fee?
An annual fee.
Yep. And Stuff uses that to make the Bulletin, then retain some.
That's right. Stuff has all the responsibility for the content, although Warner Brothers Discovery will have a say on who the newsreader or newsreaders are, the tone of the Bulletin, the look of it, look and feel of it. But ultimately, it will be Stuff's responsibility. So there's a whole lot of work in the next 80 days that the two companies have to work through.
Any revenue sharing agreement there for the ads?
Not as far as I'm aware. I think it's a flat annual fee for Stuff, and News Hub Warner Brothers Discovery takes all the revenue. Happiest person today, of course, Heather, will be Melissa Lee. It takes a little bit of pressure off the government. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon's already had a press conference in Asia about it, saying it's great news for the industry, and it has been welcomed by the rivals, including our own company, NZME. But I also think there's huge opportunity now for TVNZ and the likes of NZME to, before July the 6th, when the new Bulletins come on board, there is that advertising revenue where the audiences are disappearing to. And that's, listening, whether it's listening to shows like this as people are in their cars or on the small screens. That really is where the additional revenue and focus will be for the rival media companies.
Yeah, fair enough. Shane, thank you so much for your expertise. Really appreciate your time. That's Shane Curry, NZB's Herald, the Herald's editor at large.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.